Jerry Larkin is a farmer from Moneygall in County Offaly. He's a cattle farmer. On Monday morning, he went out into his fields and discovered something no farmer ever wants to find. 8 of his cattle were lying dead. They appear to have been struck by lightning. I spoke to Jerry before we came on air and asked him to describe what he found on Monday morning.
On Monday morning, when I went over to herd my animals, I had 10 animals in one field, one particular field, and I could only see 2 of them. So I thought, I didn't think much of it for a while. But then when I walked into the field, it was a traumatic experience to see the 8 other animals lying dead right beside each other, as if they were shot. It was shocking, really.
What were the first thoughts that went through your mind?
Well, the first thoughts that went through my mind is, what happened here? And then I suddenly realised that the previous Sunday evening, we had a very, very heavy thunder and lightning storm. And I said to myself, it must have been lightning that killed these heifers. And obviously, I was right in my deductions.
From the picture I've seen, it looks like the poor animals are clustered under an area of hedging, an area of trees.
Yes, actually, it looks like it's an area tree, but there's really only one bush, and it's about 3 metres tall, and the 8 animals were under that. So obviously, I'm thinking that the lightning must have struck the bush and came down along and struck them. That's the only conclusion I can come to, really.
And of course, the unfortunate thing is, on top of all of that, all those heifers were in calf.
Yeah, that's what makes it really sad, because actually 2 of them were due to calf in September, because I milk during the winter sometimes, and they were due to calf in September. So, and they were all homebred as well, of course, and all AI bred, and 5 or 6 generations down along the line. It'd be nearly impossible to replace them. And I'm 40 years farming, and I don't want to see it again, hopefully.
Have you ever had a loss like it before? In your 30 years?
Never. And you could never even really dream of having a loss like that, because, like, apart from the financial thing, like, you know, you're thinking about, like, I'm thinking about when I go to bed at night time, I'm just thinking about them animals lying over there. I can still picture them, you know, so it's not easy, really.
And it's a good portion of your herd that was lost.
Well, it is, like, I only milked 54 to 55 cows, so 8 heifers, like, 55 is near over 20% of them almost. To replace them now won't be easy.
Have you insurance, Jerry?
I have insurance with FPD, and I'm checking it out at the moment. Hopefully I am covered.
It is, as you say, an unusual occurrence. You've never seen anything like it in 4 decades of farming. Tell me about the response of other farmers in your area, your local community there in Moneygall.
Well, we are a very close-knit community, and the response has been absolutely excellent. Everyone has been commiserating with me, and what's more, have all offered financial help as well, which is tremendous for a small community like here, which I didn't expect anything else, because we are a close-knit community.
And the farming community does come together when one of their own is in trouble.
Oh, well, we all look after each other down here. As I said, we're a small rural community, but rural Ireland tends to look after one another.
Tell me about replacing the cattle. How soon do you expect to get your herd back up to the strength you were at Sunday evening?
Well, but at this time of the year, really, there wouldn't be many heifers for sale, so I'd probably have to wait until January or February to buy the replacement.
Well, listen, the very best of luck with that. You know, no one likes to hear of anyone having that kind of an experience, so I'm sorry to hear it. I know it's not human life, it is animal life, but animals are special to those who care for them. All right.
Thank you very much.